I think that the reason why we're, you know, many of us humans are burying our faces into our smartphones is because the vibration of the world is going up and we're getting more sensitive. We don't understand the processes that we need to go through in order to adjust. And so many of us retreat into what you would call dysfunctional habits in order to basically, in order to avoid that process that we not even are aware of. So, because I find myself in my smartphone, and I'll be honest, it's like as an empath, it's like I try to do shielding and grounding techniques, but for me, I really have to find something that I'm like, yeah, that's what I need to do. That's how I need to do it. And then I need to do it diligently every day. And some days it works well, some days it doesn't. It's more of a process for me than, oh, you know, you just ground, you just test the earth, and then that's it. And it's like, no. Let me tell you something about grounding in the earth. When I ground in the earth, for me, it does not ground me in society. It grounds me in nature, nature's ways, which society, at least the current society, has basically, you know, set itself up against in a myriad of ways. So when I put my foot in the earth, which I love to do, it doesn't make me more grounded in the society. Things that make you more grounded in the society, or at least for me, is when you do certain things in the society that, you know, that pretty much everyone else is doing. It's more of a consensus thing than a grounding thing. You know, pragmatism is important, but it's more of a consensus thing. So that's off topic, but I do find myself sometimes, you know, my shielding works and sometimes it doesn't. I'm still exploring different options. So, you know, because I walk through town and, you know, it's like, God, these, you know, it's just people, 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 people. And I find that when I'm just in my smartphone, I find that it's a lot easier to deal with sometimes. That's kind of what, you know, brought on this entry or this new episode of I Have No Idea What The Fuck, which I did not intro as usual because I thought it would be more dramatic to just get right into the shit, you know? So that's what I feel about that. And I think people are burying themselves in their smartphones because we're becoming more sensitive. We're becoming more attuned to unseen energies by the physical senses. And people don't recognize that's what's happening. And the smartphones can serve as a distraction, but they also serve as a source of solace. And also, you know, because the vibration's coming up, a lot of our inner demons are coming out. And so if you're... whether you're on the path or, well, every one of us on this planet is on the path, but every human, and I'm not excluding any other form of life, I'm just saying when we talk about everyone, we're usually talking about Homo sapiens sapiens, 46 chromosomes, two arms, two legs, generally, you know, men and women, and, you know, other sexes as well. So that's what's happening, and in many ways it can make relationships harder because, you know, in the past we're used to building relationships off of some very superficial, in my opinion, ideas. You know, oh, we both played baseball together in high school and that was it, and we've been friends for 30 years, and it's just not working like that anymore. Relationships require a high degree of cognizance, and people who aren't doing the work, or even people who are doing the work, it can be very challenging for them, you know, to create or even maintain relationships. Even if both people are conscious, it can be challenging. I mean, definitely. But especially when there isn't consciousness by one or both people in the relationship, a relationship will become, can become volatile or fall apart quickly. And so, you know, are we becoming more isolated from each other because of social media? No, it's not because of social media. It's because, you know, we don't understand how to deal with our newfound sensitivity as a whole. And that's why you find some people who are, you know, hypersensitive. It's like you have to call them by a certain name all the time, and then they don't like the way certain things are happening, and they don't understand what's happening to them, that they're, you know, coming into a new world. So they're looking at the world and pointing at everything in the world and saying, this is what's wrong, you're what's wrong, you're what's wrong, you're what's wrong, and they're just literally going crazy. The smartphone is just, because of their unconsciousness, exacerbating the whole deal. So I just wanted to share that, and because I think that the smartphone is probably, even though, you know, I'm sure many of us here know that, you know, technology is many, many years, decades beyond this fucking smartphone, which we think is the fucking pinnacle of our, you know, technological achievement. But even with that said and known, the smartphone is a pretty handy-dandy piece of hardware and software. It's really incredible. There's so much you can do on it. And it's a multimedia creation and consumption device. It's amazing. It makes everything super easy. All the things that we struggled to do and paid tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably even millions of dollars to produce or create or even to get access to, you could spend maybe a couple hundred dollars tops. You know, so it's a beautiful piece of technology. And I just think that it just needs to be used with more consciousness, me included. I mean, it's hard for me not to wake up with it. You know, it's challenging. So, well, yeah. Y'all got space. Sorry, I'm walking down the sidewalk, and you know, me walking down the sidewalk, and people just won't move the fuck over. Jeez, dude. They have all this space on the other side. So anyway, that's it. That's all I got to say. Peace.